Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
There's a new documentary out on the Delphi murders, and like clockwork, the public's interest has spiked, which is great, because if you've been paying attention, you know this case is far from over. Richard Allen might be sitting in prison with a conviction on the books, but the more you peel back the layers, the more you see the unanswered questions piling up in this case. And here's the thing, the system isn't just moving on, the legal gears are still grinding. There's an appeal in the works right now that could crack this case wide open again or confirm for some that the jury got it right. But either way, it's not a done deal. To understand where things stand, you've got to get past the headlines and into the nuts and bolts, motions to correct errors, appellate briefs, deadlines, and what harmless error really means. In the real world, not in the polite, watered-down version you get on cable news. And then there's the bigger question. When these errors pile up, at what point does the case stop looking like justice served and start looking like justice compromised? That's exactly what I'm digging into today. With defense attorney and host of Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Mata, he's been following the case for years. He was in the courtroom while Richard Allen was being tried, sat right through that trial, and knows exactly what to look for when the state says, we've got enough, even when enough is paper thin. So let's start at the top. Where is this appeal process right now, Bob, and what does it actually mean for Richard Allen's future?
So the brief is in process of being drafted, and most recently, I think within the last 7 days, the appellate counsel filed for a request for an extension of time to get their brief filed. I think that they asked for, I'm guessing here based on my memory, I think it was a date of and or like in and around September 7th. Mm-hmm. So, which means that at that point that they have to get their brief in. Once that happens, it obviously gets tendered over to the state. And whoever's preparing, I don't know if it's the Attorney General for Indiana, whoever's going to handle the appeal for the state is going to file their reply brief or their response brief. So from a lot of people that I've talked to kind of in the know, in the Indiana kind of judiciary system, you know, lawyers and so forth, it sounds like the best guess is they might ask for one more extension of time. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are kind of guessing that this thing will get filed in October, but that doesn't mean that it won't get filed in September. But I'm guessing it'll be the next couple of months we'll get that brief, and we'll see what issues that they're pointing out.
So for people who aren't attorneys and don't know how this all works, what does it all mean exactly with these briefs being filed and like what, where does this move down the line?
So the first thing that's filed after a conviction, typically in Indiana, and every state has different kind of different rules of what you have to do before you jump into your direct appeal, which is the first appeal. That's what they call it, your direct appeal. But in Indiana, they had a vehicle called a motion to correct errors, which was filed in that case. And in that, they brought up a lot of things that they thought were incorrect about the trial that happened, things that were done and should have not been done, and things that were not done that should have been done. And, you know, I thought that it was a pretty compelling thing. That goes to Judge Gull, though. Mm-hmm. So Judge Gull, and in our state in Illinois, we file a motion for a new trial. Mm-hmm. And essentially, we do the same thing. You know, some lawyers will just kind of put a boilerplate pro forma type pleading together and just file it just to take that necessary step in order to get the appeal underway. So other lawyers will really like take a shot and, you know, identify issues that they think really do warrant a new trial without having to go through the process of the appeal. They're rarely ever granted, rarely. Mm-hmm. And obviously Gull did not grant the motion to correct errors. So once that was done, it was shifted directly into the hands of the appellate lawyers. And he's got a pretty capable, Stacey Liani, is a really good appellate lawyer in Indiana. Like she's had a lot of success in criminal appeals. And, you know, what they're doing at this point, what you do in any direct appeal is the focus is on errors that were made during pretrial rulings, errors that were made during trial. And you're arguing that these aren't harmless error. Harmless error is the death knell to any appeal. That is basically where the appellate court looks at it and they say, okay, well, we agree that there was an error made. However, we find it to be harmless in the sense that had this error not been made, it wouldn't have changed the result of what the jury came back with in terms of their verdict.
Sure.
So, you know, but that's what you do with a direct appeal. You're looking for all the things. Like, I'm assuming that they will be attacking the fact that she didn't allow a third-party culprit defense to come in any capacity. Mm-hmm. You know, that'll be a primary issue. The issue of the confessions, I think, will be brought up in what context. Depends on the way Stacey looks at it in terms of how do you argue whether or not these should have been admissible? Because I think there is a strong argument that that the confessions were coerced, not in your traditional type of interrogation type way where you hear about in cases where cops have somebody in there for 48 hours and they're just browbeating the hell out of them, not letting them sleep, you know, not giving them food or drink, whatever the case, sometimes getting violent with them, you know, telling them all the lies and they coerce a confession out of them. This was different. This was more of a passive coercion that was really the conditions of the confinement and for the extended period of time in which that occurred with him,
yeah,
caused him to slip into psychosis and, you know, therefore making you know, that these weren't voluntary and or they were coerced or a combination of both.
Yeah.
So however she chooses to address that issue, and there's other issues that will be raised for certain. I think another really big issue in that case is how he ended up in a prison as opposed to jail. And that will be discussed in terms of the safekeeping hearing, the lack of due process in terms of Richard Allen not even being present at the time that they made this decision to put him in a prison for his own safekeeping without him being present, without a lawyer on his behalf being present, and no notice to him that it was happening.
Yeah.
And the problem for the state is the fact that Allen has the ability to make a decision in that process in terms of if they're saying that we are doing this for your own safety, not for the safety of the other people around you, Richard Allen could say, you know what? I'm good. I'm good. I'll just stay in the county jail. So he had the ability to make a decision on his own behalf with regards to whether or not he wanted to reject it, because they were saying that they were doing it for his own safety, you know, that they didn't, they couldn't articulate any threats in particular. No one had made any threats in particular, but it was just their general feeling that because of the victims and their age, and traditionally how we know people that commit crimes against children are treated in prisons and jails, you know, that was their mindset that, look, if we put him in some place where somebody's going to have access to him, he won't even make it to trial. So that was their thinking. Problem is due process.
So we've got an appeal built on trial errors, due process concerns, and the kind of legal arguments that most people never hear about until it's far too late. But already the shape of the fight is clear. The state will argue harmless error. The defense will argue those errors are anything but harmless. And if you followed any wrongful conviction cases, you know this script. The legal system doesn't like to admit mistakes. And if you want to overturn a verdict, you got to convince not just one judge, but a whole appellate panel. And the trial wasn't, that the trial wasn't just imperfect, it was fundamentally unfair. But there's the uncomfortable part. Sometimes the easiest way to make sure your conviction survives is to keep your defendant under conditions that break him before he ever gets a second chance in court. If you think that sounds far too cynical, just wait till you hear what happened to Richard Allen after the verdict came in. That's where we're going in our next segment. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss it as we continue this conversation with Bob. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're getting podcasts. Or if you're watching us on YouTube, please hit subscribe there and let us know your thoughts in the comments section. Love to hear from you. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube?
Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube?
Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
You're up, we're up, it's the perfect match. Now it's on you to make the right decision while you're scrolling in bed. Head to 7-Eleven and grab a delicious chicken sandwich with 7 rewards at 7-Eleven. Crispy, craveable, and way better than settling for the same old, same old. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $4 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. Stop and sold separately while supplies last. Participating stores, see app for full terms.